Now then, boys, welcome to... I sound like Soup saying that. Now then, boys! Welcome to the next edition of Sitting on the Fence. Connor, mate, how are you feeling?
Good now, yeah.
Much better than what we were yesterday.
Yeah.
Definitely had a few to drink on Saturday night after Donny races. Got a few winners there myself. You didn't really have much of a bet all day, did you?
Well, apart from Sandown.
Apart from Sandown, really. You've got a good winner there in the first, but should we start with Leicester first, or do you want to start with Sandown?
Go Leicester and then Haydock and bulk of it Sandown, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So the one race that we actually tipped at Leicester was King Richard III Cup Handicap. Now we both was watched this. We were in the hot tub for the racing at Donny. Miss Cantick won at 22-1, which was a big price. I remember this race very, very vividly. I mean, Miss Cantick made all the running, really, didn't it?
Just set got off. Too far away.
Yeah, just got too far away. A bit like a quick thorn.
I said coming to three out, it's like this is just too far ahead now. Like, just not going to be catching at all. In the end of the neck, in it. So
yeah,
perfectly timed riding Fred Larson there, but it's just too far away.
Yeah, it was an absolute peach of a ride, but Kieran Fallon gave too much respect to Alma Beer. Alma Beer gave too much respect to Miss Cantick, sorry.
They called the ground soft, but...
God, my God, it was not soft, was it?
11 seconds slow.
Mm.
And I think they did the first furlong, I think I said it was like 20 seconds crawling. I can't believe, that it was commentating me, so they've gone a decent pace here.
Definitely weren't. Definitely was not. Our tip was Thunder All, wasn't it? Third place.
Yeah, I backed Alma Beer on the day as well.
I didn't.
Drifted well out to 7-2.
Yeah.
But... This didn't get a move on quick enough. Like, he was always
gonna none of them did that. They all got caught out, I think.
Yeah, Kieran Fallon, he was always going to be hard to catch the time he went up to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
but he's just got going too late at the end. My other tip was Big Bear Hug come sixth. Only finished three lengths behind, so not too bad. But yeah, 22-1 was not fancied really since Thursday.
The other way to look at it is if look back smiling, he gets better out of the gates. He could have probably won only two lengths behind, so he probably could have won well, but he's just so unpredictable at the gates.
Yeah, 100%. Haydock?
Yeah.
I don't know what that noise is outside.
The wind.
Is it the wind? What was it? The Fav one, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Gavin Cromwell coming over here again. It just seems to be unbeatable.
Yeah.
At some point, his horses coming over here have got to stop in 11-4 and bigger prices than that, because they're just popping up every time he seems to come over.
Yeah. Zip ran a good race there in second, I thought, for Richard Fahey. My tip was Ross Collin each way. So if you got four places, well, fair enough. You'd have got your money back. And Thackeray Bay was another one. That was bollocks, wasn't it?
That was my tip. Set him off a bit slow, didn't they? I don't really understand why I did that. I mean, it's well backed. He's about 14-1 the day or two before, and then backed well into 9-2.
Yeah.
Slight drift nearly off. But nothing to alarm you, really.
Yeah.
He's seen a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
And people who backed Hills thanked him, really, because it set off at a bigger price than
it should have been
predicted.
Yeah. You liked Sparks Fly before the race, didn't you?
Yeah. It's got some decent form in the book, but again, another one of them that just weren't really anywhere near.
Mm.
So, hard to figure out, really, but I think probably just the right winner won, and Gavin Cromwell doing the business again.
Again, on the flat as well, which is absolutely ridiculous. Right. I'm going to let you start off. You had a great day at Sandown, so take it away.
Yeah, it's his first win, really, wasn't it? It was 25-1 when we were talking about it on Thursday.
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah, or Friday. Friday, wasn't it? And this is only one day before we were talking about it, so I don't even know what price it was on Thursday. Should have really looked, but it was a massive price anyway, 25-1. Got backed into about 12s, I think, and then touched, set off 14, but it's a perfectly timed ride from Tom Cannon. Never looked to be struggling. The ground, it was soft. It ended up being good for some reason. I probably would have put it a little bit softer for him. I don't, but in the end, he's proved that good ground's pretty much ideal, and the time usually is just above half a second quicker than normal, so... Just show at Sandown. Somehow they've got good ground there. They must not have watered it for about 4 years or something.
Yeah, probably, yeah. My tip was just finished outside the placings, Secret Squirrel. Second time I think I've backed that now. I don't know where you go with this horse. Class 2 company may just be a bit too good for him. He had quite a good start. I mean, was it up there with the leaders most of the race, but ridden about what would you say, about two fences left to go, yeah, around the bend, when Helwyn was just absolutely cruising.
He was cruising the whole way around. You can see him coming. I mean, I said during the race that second at very worst, I think, didn't I? So it'd be second at very worst. And it just ended up having plenty more to give, I think. I think the further he went, the further away he got, I think.
Yeah. Be aware, was looked like he was catching him up there at the end. We could tell that even with losing his left foreshoe as well, that's an impressive performance. There's a winner. There's a winner sometime soon for Be Aware, definitely.
Yeah, there's a few in here. There's a lot of talk about Lario a few weeks before and him popping up next time he ran, and he just didn't come anywhere close. The other one that people really latched onto last time at Nuru is Cannock Park, and he's just sort of showing he's maybe not up to the grade, but could be a decent horse at a lower level.
Yeah. It was a decent horse at Cheltenham when we were there.
I think pre-race, the biggest talking point would have to be Panjari.
Yeah.
Massive fav. I think he was his 6-1 favourite on the Thursday or the Friday and drifted all the way out to 22.
Yeah.
I know he likes it a lot softer, but you would have thought his ability and Freddie Gingell's £5 would have leads me sure I didn't go off 22-1, but in the end, if everything was right, he'd beaten 31.5.
Would have preferred a quicker surface as well.
I think he wants softer, but I don't know. Apparently, see, you've seen him go at Aintree and just win massive amount, so
yeah,
is that another one I'm thinking of? The other Nichols are.
I couldn't tell you. Another talking point of the race was Masai Mara. I mean, this was actually deemed a runner at the start of the race. Completely the wrong decision for me. The steward at the BHA gave absolutely no sort of decent reason why he wasn't deemed a runner. If you actually have a look at the start, he's literally walking backwards, giving Jack Tudor a very tough time of things. Race set off. I mean, why the starter started the race then, I have no idea. Literally facing the wrong way, there's absolutely nothing he could have done about it.
Yeah, it's a bit harsh really for punters, to be honest, because
it's harsh on the trainer as well.
There's no way he could have got going.
Nope.
So just completely wrong way. And to be fair, the BHA official did come on telly, but all he said was it's not my place to answer or it's not my place to tell you.
So why are you doing it?
Yeah, so why are you even bothered coming on? You might as well just not bothered.
Yeah.
BHA are a shambles sometimes like that.
Yeah. Well, you'd know about your horse, you know what I mean? But yeah, that was the first race, quite a bit of drama for first race. Second race, the 245, the Menorah Challenge Trophy. Again, tip goes to you, fantastic lady. Again, never looked bothered in terms of getting beat. Was always gonna win that race.
I just think in running, I was sort of saying to her, I can't really tell whether she's travelling well or she isn't. She was just lobbing around the back, but to be fair, she was taking her fences really well and just clearing everyone.
Jumping brilliant.
Even though she was around the back and then sort of coming around the bend, just before that actually, I think, she's just sort of sweeping around the field. She had loads left in the tank.
Yeah.
And you'll remember all I was saying was just outstay him. That's all you got to do now.
Yeah.
She's always going to stay the trip.
Yeah.
And just a nice mare.
Very nice mare.
Yeah.
Galore ran, again, just does what Galore does, runs really well every race. No matter how much we joke about the horse, he always gives it 110%, doesn't he? And then you look at Hitman there in third. I mean,
how has he gone favourite?
How hell has he gone favourite? What's your saying on that, Hitman?
If you have to put the kettle on, it died the fuck off.
Exactly. And again, it just seemed that he was in just too deep of waters here. He's not a graded horse anymore, I don't think. What, he's 8 years old. He seemed a very good six-year-old. It's time for him to drop back to handicaps.
I can understand why he was a short price, because if you look at the form of the Ryanair and what happened at Newbury, Protectorat was in second. He won the Ryanair. Hitman was in behind that and Shishkin, weren't there? So,
yeah.
So this is from the Newbury race, so you can see why he sort of went off that price, short price. But disappointing one in the race, probably apart from the real whacker. I just don't know where you're going now. He's a terrible, terrible season. But easy game, just can't do it over here.
No, he can't seem to do it. He can do it in Ireland in very decent company, but over here, Grade Two company, is it he or she? I can't actually remember.
The real whacker.
Easy game. He finds it really tough in these sort of not calmer waters, let's say. I can't see him going to Punchestown. It's too late. He's going to be done for the season. But This horse will come again now, hopefully. He's 10 years old. Hopefully there's another season left in him.
He's won 18 times for Mullins. Mullins is winning most hearts.
He's either win or bust for him, I think. I think he's coming 10 now. He's getting older. I'd love to see another season in him, but that will be up to Mullins. So maybe one of the handicaps. Try and get his great. Get his mark down a little bit.
He's probably one of them that, like, next season you see him show up at Cheltenham, maybe in the Ryanair.
It might be too deep of waters for him there, but...
Yeah, but all of a sudden, you see the next season, he's going to be carrying, like, a decent weight, maybe. There's something like that. One of the chases at handicaps in the festival.
Mm.
Maybe even the Grand Annual or something. I might be a bit short of a trip for him, but something like that. Would it be stupid to say that he might have just, like, cropping the cross country? I know people say he probably won't stay, but not like Mullins had done it before and just got one to ease of age and just keep around the back.
Mm.
Sorry. You know, how many times you've seen that charger just lobbing around the back just so he can stay and then having to punch to beat him.
Yeah.
But he's been a nice horse. He's won 18 times out of 40. You know, he's won half his races.
Yeah.
So, how lucky would you be if you think you've got a horse that's nearly won half its races?
Exactly, yeah.
And, you know, $450,000 in the prize pot.
Yeah, paid 80,000 as well. Oh, €80,000.
It's been proper horse, hasn't he, in the end. So,
yeah.
Just fell short of this sort of level and can't seem to come over here. But
had a few owners in his time as well.
Yeah, he could be one that, like, goes to Aintree, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Next year.
I can definitely see that.
One season.
He might be one of them that just gets homesick. Just really well in Ireland. Just not the best over here.
I'd really like to see Charger again. I know it's not this week's racing we're talking about, but it'd be 12 next year.
Yeah.
But I'd still like to see him, maybe.
Last time he actually ran, apart from this year, was in 2020 at Cheltenham. He fell. So, again, and then at Cheltenham the year previously in 2019, came 8th. And that's the only times he's only been in England 4 times and not really made a count.
Yeah, so I mean, he can't seem to come over here and do anything.
He's only finished twice in four races ever here, so. Well, let's move on to the John Bond. Now then, I did say before on the Friday that there's a big race in John Bond. As an idiot, I lumped on El Fabiolo because I thought, it's El Fabiolo, he's going to be the strongest out of the two Simon Minier and Isaac Suede horses. But John Bond, again, like Conor, you said it, the jumping wasn't great.
Well, I don't get why people keep saying about John Bond that he's such a brilliant jumper, because I've never seen him as that. I've always given respect that he's got a massive engine, and that much is obvious. But I just can't get to grips with his jumping. I don't like it, and El Fab's no better.
No, and it showed again. I think something's wrong with him.
I mean, if we got the championship we wanted this year, and El Fab got round and John Bond showed up, would just end up with, like, whichever horse can outstay the other one. Quicker, because neither of them can jump.
Like you said, Edwardstone was the best jumper in the race, I think.
I thought he was just by far the best jumper in the field.
Yeah.
He's nothing wrong with it. Getting beat at Edwardstone's sort of age now, and, you know, we all know what he's about. Getting beat 4 lengths by these two is, you know, you can't knock that. That's still a good effort.
Yeah.
And he makes you think, like, is there going to be another big win in him next year? But you probably see him rock up in the Tingle Creek, so try winning that again.
Yeah, it seems like a good race for him there. Again, some sad news in that race. Elixir de Nuts passed away. Yeah. And again, some more bad news. Shishkin passed away as well. That was really upsetting to see the news this morning. Actually, the news broke last night on the Sunday night, but I'd went to bed too early and...
It just gets to show
Shishkin's very disappointing news to hear. And
it just goes to show you, though, doesn't it, that how fragile these animals can be. And Nicky Henderson, they had a full team of vets out at that sort of time at night. You know, that they get everything they can possibly give you, but when they're having accidents in the boxes and stuff, I mean, what do you do? I don't know what else to say. They've got to go inside. You know, you can't avoid that. And I think he's just ended up doing some damage to his own leg, hasn't he? So,
yeah.
But he's always been a bit of a freaky character, Shishkin. He's obviously a horse with plenty of ability, and to be fair,
he knew he had plenty of ability as well. It's also so beautiful about him.
He should have won the King George this year. Would it not been, like, tripping over his own leg?
Yeah.
And everyone seems to really love the horse because he's such a tricky character, and yeah, the one that appeals him to like the most.
One of my favourite horses, and it was very upsetting to see that this morning. And just thoughts go out with Nico and Nikki, and everyone involved, Mrs. Yeah. Dunley. Just
when something happens like that, you just sort of hope that they can get the vets out and just make sure that he can go into retirement.
Mm.
But which one did the same? Oh, Highfield Princess a couple of months ago. It does happen, but it's so unavoidable, and I'm sure it happens. I don't know, in horse sports that aren't in the forefront of the news all the time, like event riding or dressage, I don't know, whatever it may be, I'm sure it happens. Or even just people who ride them out for fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah.
But
and what a career he's had as well. What a career he's had. But yeah, it's just really disappointing. It's a bad one, wasn't it?
Because they might have been saying after Punch's Town that would have been his last go. Mm. So, I mean, he's not the youngest horse in the world.
Yeah, they're 8 years old.
No, I think he was 9, was he? I don't know. It's a tricky one because there's literally nothing you can do about it.
Mm.
And somehow they've managed to have the vets there in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Where, you know, some effort being going into this know about it for a start in the middle of the night.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, well, let's move on. Let's move on to the 3:35 at Sandown.
Looks at the nuts. Let's just finish on him because we've got time there, have we?
No.
Obviously, a horse that's not the top level, but had his big day last time out.
Yep. Two times out, I can't remember.
Beating John Bond.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, 2 times ago. So, the number one that'd be missed by Joe Tizard, I think. Probably his best horse he's had for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Lovely grey as well.
Yeah.
We all love a grey, don't we? So. Yeah, it's very disappointing, but he's got to move on. He's got to move on with stuff like that. And thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved, Tizard, Henderson, everyone. So, yeah. Sorry, I'm not the best when it comes to stuff like that. But, yeah. All right, the next race, 3:35 at Sandown. You were gutted at this, weren't you? You had annual Invictus. You come second by a neck. Oh, you can't get much better than that.
Well,
what a brave ride from Freddie Gordon and annual Invictus.
I backed him and he was due to pay me a few quid, really.
Yeah.
But the whole way around, he was leading and he shrugged quite a few of them off, didn't he? I can't remember exactly which ones.
Nick Rocket, am I right?
Yeah, Nick Rocket was in behind. Which one was giving him?
Lemilas?
No, it was...
300 through 5.
Yeah,
it
was 300 through 5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to go with him, but every time he sort of got close to him,
he kind of upped the pace a bit.
Yeah, and there was Kitty's Light in behind, Lemilos, Sam Brown was there at one point. There was all Am I Right was in behind. Certainly Red was one that was going the gallop of him. And one by one, he shrugged every single one of them off.
Yeah.
And the only one that could get with him was Manila Kakuna in the end.
Yeah.
And
what a ride.
He couldn't have done anything different, to be fair. I think that was the only way you'd get him to finish in second.
Mm.
To win. But... final stride sort of stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, he needed 50 yards for the post to come quicker. But listen, Annual Invictus paid you out a bit at Donny, hasn't he? It was due to pay you out
nice
again.
Nice horse.
Very nice horse, yeah. Not always backed by the punters as well. He's always quite a big prize, isn't he?
He's ran well now.
In class what? In grade three company as well.
I know he comes seventh at Cheltenham for the Kim Yor, but when you look at what's gone on, I don't know what you're thinking. Grade one horse now, Gitmaker, decent effort in the Scottish National, Wacker Clan, he wasn't that good, but he was beaten 32 3/4 lengths, but he's had plenty of good runs this season now.
Mm.
I mean, this year he's had 4th, 1st, 2nd and 7th.
Yeah. Just a bit of a touch on my tip there, Bangers and Cash. Not a great ride, to be honest, came 15th in the end.
Yeah, a lot of money coming from as well in the end.
Sort of
halved in price when we were talking about it.
Yeah, definitely made second fence, definitely knocked a bit of confidence out of him. I think he made another mistake going four out, and that just kind of knocked him.
He sort of made that first mistake, didn't he? And then
was a bit
managed
wary
to get back up there, and then made another one. That was just the end of it.
Yeah, it weren't the worst ride in the world, wasn't the best, so. Yeah, this. How old is he now? Is he 8 years old? So obviously we're getting to see him next season, which is good. Maybe pick up a few handicaps. Fingers crossed. Anyways, we didn't tip any of these, but should we just cover Imperial Pass?
Yeah. We were sort of driving to Doncaster at this time, so the signals bit here and there. But
you watched the race, I was driving.
Trying to watch it, and it sort of cut off as I come around the bend, and I was saying to you, Imperi Pass is done here. Like, there's no way. And then my phone flipped back on, and he's like, bombing towards the line.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God. But just to get another good ride, really. Entitled to win it. Did better out in front this time, I thought.
Yeah.
He got to the front fairly early than he might have liked.
Yeah.
Knowing the horse.
Well, at the start of the day, he was like 11 to 8. He drifted out really, really, really badly. And then
odds on
he took, yeah, he touched on odds on, obviously, 8 to 11 almost. But Langerdan, you can kind of rule him out for the Coral Cup now. He won't be knocked down that far.
There's no hiding place for him now. He's got to be grade 2, grade 1 races from now on. There's no hiding place for him. He'll be interesting for something like the Stayers Hurdle, whether or not I'd back him. I'd have to watch him next season, but I can't see him lobbing around the back of the field all next year, because there's no point. You're not going to get down.
No, the handicapper will find out.
He was 160 yesterday, and you've got to imagine that they're going to put up another at least £2, I'd say.
Mm.
So, yeah, he's got to go for every big race now.
Yeah, 100%.
And there's no point in giving him the ulcers.
Exactly, yeah.
So, he's just... there might even be a great one in him throughout the
Could
season.
Be.
But
could be.
He's looking like Mullins has opened a can of worms now and found it. Our races are much easier to win, and it's not hard work getting from Ireland to England anymore. So you might find our races, even the ones that aren't our biggest races, are flooded with Irish horses. So we'll see how it goes next season, but Langerdan could have a grade one in him.
Yeah.
Whether it's a Stayers Hurdle or not, I'm unsure about that, but there's plenty of softer ones around the year. So yeah, had nice to see him with a bit of a enthusiasm. Sometimes he looks like he's ready for retirement, and other times he makes a decent fist of it, so... It's nice to see.
Yeah. Bally Adams saw a lot of money at the start of the race, but didn't make any sort of impression.
No,
25 and a quarter lengths.
No, he was never going well, I don't think, really. He just had nothing more to give, so.
Yeah.
These things can happen, can't they? Seemed a lot of money, though. It ended up, 6-1, but at one point he was 7-2, wasn't he? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his backers on the day.
Yeah. I didn't really watch any of the races after that, so I'm not really going to comment on the rest.
No, we didn't manage to watch much of it.
No.
Bit of an upset in the next, wasn't it?
Matador.
Yeah, Nickelback pulled up, so he was a bit of an upset. But Venetia Williams got a last big winner, I think, really. Decent winner, anyway. Class 2. Went a bit quiet for the last few months, so I should be happy with that.
Yeah. And then in the last, Ike Sport, big price, £7 claimer.
Yeah, we watched this. What a ride.
Yeah, a great ride from someone I've never really heard of, to be fair. Mr. Ryan.
Didn't we? Got the end of it, because
across the line. Because Pit Rock was up there when he...
Yeah, when it was on, I said, what is that, didn't I? Funny enough, I actually backed Ike Sport last time, so that's a bit going.
Yeah, that is a little bit. Summer Jest was heavily fancied for Paul Towne and Willie Mullins. Came sixth in the end.
Pit Rock would be a nice horse.
Nice horse, yeah. And obviously your favourite, Bad, 10th,
oh.
Was leading all the way, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm going to have to come back for him next season again, because he's going to win, and he's dropping around the weights all the time, so he will win.
Yeah.
But when that's going to be, it's just hard to tell. I mean, he had like 11 tries and
got
pretty close sometimes, and dreadful others. So.
Yeah.
But even next season, I think he'll still be a 6-year-old next season, so
yeah.
He will. Next season, well, back end of next season, he'll still be a 6-year-old, so just loads to go with him, isn't there?
Yeah, you've got a few years left of him, 100%.
It seemed like he'd been around forever, but yeah, there's going to be a day with him, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
He might have to wait until he's like 9.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Another 3 years of backing him and not winning.
Do you want to comment on your horse? Obviously, that's the bit of the racing that we saw. Well, David Probert's at the ride.
Just ground was abysmal in the end.
Bottomless, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely abysmal. I don't know what one would say about it, Nat. David Probert did a good job, but good to hear he's still got infused them to run.
Yeah.
And we go again.
Good deal.
We go again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, Beverly, hopefully. Yeah. That'd be nice if you could get into the Beverly Bullet.
Yeah, oh, God. He needs to start winning a few now to get in, but...
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, That's it. Well, we've got Punter's Town coming up this week, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm not really bothered about tipping anything for that. I've not even had a look, to be honest.
Yeah, some decent horses going, but we're still obviously receiving the decks.
Yeah.
For the rest of the week, it's quite a a lengthy festival. It's one of them. I was saying about Irish festival, apart from the DRF, some of them are like just horses you've never even heard of, sort of thing. You're not. I can't drum up any interest into even trying to find one to back either.
Yeah.
So, but there's a few decent races there. I mean, Slade Steel's now 7-4. That was 5-4 this morning, I've noticed. Mystical Power's in the same race, so that'd be a nice one to watch. Tully Hull also in there. Arguably, Tully Hull would be the one to back.
Maybe. I you know me, I like a bit of Mystical Power, 9-4.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, the only reason I see it, because you're getting a prize now.
Yeah.
The last run.
Yeah, Firefox said 9-1. Facile mode.
To be fair, Fun might be like...
My God, Daddy Longlegs 92.5 next race.
Yeah. Fun might be the one to have a little go on, 40-1 each way.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Back to 2 miles this time. So, first time hold, 40-1. Could be a decent price, actually. It wouldn't surprise me if you see that run into a place.
Yeah. Oh, punches down, Jesus.
Nine runners, so you get the 3 places as well.
You got Captain Guinness in the 5.25, 4-1. You got Dina Blue at 15-8.5. Branbridge 9-2.
Yeah.
Phil Dorr 33-1. So there's Spillane Tower in the next 9-4. So yeah. Looking forward to it actually. Charger 18-1.
Yeah. Interesting. You know what? It doesn't surprise me to be back. So I saw it this morning and he was like 33-1. I just thought that is actually a decent bet. And now it's 18-1.
Yeah. But listen, anything can happen at Punchestown, can't it? So
he's back to grade one level, though. It'd be difficult for him, but if you can get a similar sort of ride off Danny Mullins, you've got a Paul Townend, then it's possible. Definitely possible.
But should we finish the podcast there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be back on Thursday. We'll be tipping for Punchestown, definitely. I think we'll be tipping for the Friday and Saturday. Maybe even Sunday. There's no racing on Sunday, is there? So, well, not really. So, we'll be giving you tips for Friday and Saturday on the Thursday.
Yeah, it's the Guinness weekend, so.
Of course, big week, obviously, Punchestown and the Guinness. So, we'll be giving you tips as we go.
The Guinness is the actual £2 Guinness.
Mm.
Looked a little bit poor, actually.
Yeah, you said this last time, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's full of many you could really see. I mean, I'm just going to back Ghost Rider, I think.
Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Mm.
Then the other one, I'm obviously thinking City of Troy is going to win, but as everyone does, and you can see exactly why, but there's some decent horse in there. I mean, David Velasquez, that's 50-1 now.
Is it?
About an AP horse.
What's that?
David Velasquez.
Oh, yeah.
50-1 now.
Yeah.
And Henry Longfellow, 25-1. Ghost Rider 16. So there is a few in there that could crop up, but you just think the inevitable's going to happen, don't you?
Mm.
And City of Troy is just going to make it look easy.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's this Punchestown up until Friday. Then we've got Guinness weekend.
Looking forward to that.
Good racing Friday and Saturday, really, because we've got last day of Punchestown, first day of the Guinness meeting. And then, yeah, pretty much plenty to talk about Thursday.
Plenty to talk about. So, listen, we'll leave you guys there. Thank you very much for listening, as always. We'll be back on Thursday. And just remember, like, subscribe, and booyah.